This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
And we are back. Hour number two, myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, of course, our engineer. And as I said earlier, Michael Reagan joining us now, son of our famous president, Ronald Reagan, the oldest son, I should say. New book, Lessons My Father Taught Me, The Strength, Integrity, and Faith of Ronald Reagan. Michael, welcome. How are you?
I am just great. I'm just thinking about the PGA Tour regulars who didn't leave the tour for the LIV, who just got, you know what.
Andy and I were just talking about that a minute ago. I'm not a huge expert in all of that, but you know what? While we're here, give us your take on all of that. Good thing or bad thing, for those of you listening, the PGA and LIV, or LIV, however you want to say it, LIV, have decided to join forces, and they'll rename everything, Michael. Is that good, bad, or otherwise?
I'm a golfer. I didn't realize PGA was going under. I get that's how I feel. Was it going under? You need Saudi money to bail yourselves out. It didn't look like it whenever I went to a PGA event or I watched it on TV.
True.
And I think about McIlroy and all these guys who stayed true to the PGA, who didn't take the money, who didn't hoard themselves, who put principle over money, and found out that money is over principle. And welcome to the world that we live in anymore. I mean, that's the world we live in anymore. And we wonder why we're going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, well, great way of saying things, which that first question I had for you is, and we've interviewed you before, so thanks for coming back and joining us, but what's it like to be the son of what I consider to be one of, if not the best president this country has seen in all of modern time?
It's got the good, the bad, and the ugly. I remember when I got into talk radio back in 1983 or whatever, and I went to a national show in 1989, I think. I remember the liberals on the radio would say, oh, the only reason he's on radio is because his dad's Ronald Reagan. And I thought, I wonder what, and 23 years later, I actually had some of those liberals go on the air and apologize.
Really?
Which was really kind of nice. But that's the world you live in. People think, well, the only reason is because they don't realize the things that I've done in my life, because it's really overshadowed. So you just have to learn to deal with it. But the fact is, I happen to be the son of a president who's not only loved in the United States of America, but he's loved around the world for
True.
The things he accomplished, the things he was able to do, and the fact that I don't run into anybody who doesn't wish, Democrat or Republican, doesn't wish we had him back again. Mm. To show us the way to get out of this muck that we are in fact in. So I'm very lucky, and my mother was Jane Wyman. And so I had two iconic parents growing up. And like I say to people, there was only two of us born into a family that one person would go on to become an Academy Award-winning actress, my mother, and the father would go on to become president of the United States.
Wow.
And that was my sister Maureen and I. We lost Maureen in 2001 to melanoma. So like, I'm the last man standing, if you will. And it was really my sister Maureen, when she was passing from melanoma about 3 months before she died. She asked me, she said, will there come a time when you can leave radio? And I'm sure there'll be. I said, I'm sure. She said, you carry on the legacy of our father, because if you don't, who will?
Mm.
And I promised my sister literally in her deathbed that I would do that. In 2009, I left radio. Because Premier Speaker's Bureau represents me, had me out speaking so much, I figured, I'm not speaking 2 days a week, making money instead of working 5 days a week, and it worked out. And so that's, what I did, and honored my sister's wish to me when she was passing from melanoma.
Awesome. You know, Michael, I listened to you for years, and I love your delivery on the show. And one of the things that impressed me the most was when you would speak to liberals, either debate them very effectively, or you'd get these angry liberals come on, and you would relate to them and talk them down from the anger. How much of that ability, that natural ability of yours, do you owe to your parents? Because your dad demonstrated so much of that in the battles he had on the Hill.
I mean, probably most all of it. I mean, it's just you watch it, you live it, you campaign, and things of that nature. And you really, you know, it's like people say, you look just like your father. And you go, well, I was adopted. I'd probably take on so much of his mannerisms as I would my mother. Mm. And I probably got that really from my mom and my dad. And my dad really taught me something else, too. You know, he taught me, he said, you know, when you're speaking, there's a bigger audience than the person you're speaking to. Mm. And I tell people when the hostages came home the day he was sworn in, things don't happen in a vacuum. If you remember the campaign in 1980, he was a warmonger. He's going to start World War III. Mm. He's going to turn Iran into a parking lot, he's going to turn it into an ice factory, whatever it was. But you'll never find a word from him ever denying what the left was selling Iran on what he was going to do. And he understood that when the left was speaking, others were listening. And he knew that they were listening over there, and he allowed the left to sell them that he was a warmonger. And on the day he sworn in, what happens? The hostages come home.
Yep.
Michael, I'm sorry. I was just wondering, how do you think your dad would function in today's political climate?
Good question.
Where, let's face it, obviously he dealt with tremendous opposition, and it was very difficult. I don't want to say it was an easy time back then. But today, when we look at the, you know, Russian collusion and all these things, Spygate, and everything that's been done by the FBI, IRS, EPA, and all of these government agencies targeting conservatives just outwardly, being basically arms of the Democrat Party, how would your dad handle today's setting?
Oh, very sternly. I mean, he would be so upset. I mean, he would be just taken aback that the FBI and the CIA and government would take sides in any election and be put in the position that they're in today. Where, and I wrote an op-ed piece on this a few weeks ago, at Radio World, I said, you know, the left makes you fear January 6th, but that happened on one day. It's over. It's done with. It's not going to happen again. What the FBI and the CIA are doing is an ongoing situation where they have been weaponized against parents who speak out against teachers. And so my fear is not going to be January 6th issue. My fear is the FBI and the CIA, who have been weaponized against people, whether it's COVID and saying something, maybe COVID wasn't what they said it was, or teachers telling parents you can't be in charge of your own children in school, and the FBI and CIA thinking you as a terrorist. That, to me, is more fearful. But that's what the left does, because they have the media on their team.
Yeah.
When
they
pointed January 6th, everybody looked there and forget what the FBI and the CIA just did to your bank account or to your life.
Again, we're with Michael Reagan. Lessons my father taught me, the strength, integrity, and faith of Ronald Reagan. Before I go much further, Michael, when is the book out? Can people buy it now? Father's Day is just around the corner. Is it for sale now?
Yeah, go to Amazon.com and get it. And it's, I learned about America sitting in the right front seat of a station wagon, 9 years old, riding out to the ranch when my dad would pick me up from my mom's. And I heard every song, Marine Corps, Army, Navy, Coast Guard. I heard about America. I heard about the greatness of America. I remember my dad telling me one time, his father told him, and he was going to tell me, when the government says paying you not to work, why work? And I think about that every day because my dad's father told him that. And my dad told me that. And I'm telling my son that, and that's exactly what's going on today in the America that we live in. When the government pays you not to work, why work? So we have why workers you know, out there.
Yeah.
And
right, Andy and I were talking about that in the last hour, Michael. It's one of the reasons why we have inflation at where it's at today. You'd think the Fed and others in government could figure that out. Of course, they struggle to figure most anything out. But the reality is, because of what you're saying, that is a huge part of inflation right now.
Yeah. And people go to Amazon.com, get the book Amazon.com, you know, Lessons My Father Taught Me. And they're great lessons. You know, my dad was divorced from my mom, but he never forgot he had another family.
Hmm.
And he made sure he was a father to Maureen. And I learned about the tax system in America riding out to the ranch. What if you have a moment on one Saturday when my dad was giving me $1 a week allowance? I thought he's pretty cheap. I said, how do you live in Beverly Hills, Dad, on $1 a week? I can't do that. I need more money.
That's hilarious.
For the next 10 minutes. Next 10 minutes, my dad told me about the tax system in America.
Mm-hmm.
How the government took 90 cents out of every dollar. He had to take care of my mother, my sister, myself, his new wife, Nancy, their daughter, Patty, and the ranch and his home that he was living in. I felt so bad. I'm like 10 years old. I felt so bad for him riding into the ranch today. I looked at him. I said, can I give you back half my allowance?
That's funny. That's awesome. Yeah, one of the greatest quotes that your dad said, it's one of those things that just continues to ring true with me today because it is so true. You know, some of the most fearful words in America is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you.
Yeah, there you go. That's something else to think about today. My father was the first president to go to Normandy on D-Day and speak. Every other president except one has gone to Normandy on D-Day and spoken, and I'll let you guess who that one is.
I have no idea.
Obama?
Biden.
Okay.
Did Obama arrange the stones? Or was that Clinton? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, that was Clinton.
That was Clinton, okay. Who arranged the stones on the beach. Okay. Hey, really quick here, one last question. Your dad, the lessons that you learn from your father, when people read this book and they start to see these lessons, these aren't just ones that will take you back, are they? These are still fresh today. These are lessons that would still save us today, turn around this country today, and give people the kind of guidance they need to put America back on top, aren't they?
Yes, I mean they're family lessons. You know, the lesson he taught me when I got married. He wrote me a letter. And wrote me a letter, and at the end of the letter it says, P.S., you'll never get in trouble if you say I love you once a day.
Mm. Good one. Michael, I can hear you got stuff going on. I'll let you go. Thank you, Michael, so much for joining us. We'll have you back if you're willing to do it in the future. Appreciate you very much.
I'm available anytime. You take care.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it very much. Again, son of Ronald Reagan.
I'm just going to say it, and I'm not just talking about Ronald. I'm talking about Michael here. I love that man. He's wonderful.
He had a great show as well.
Oh, he did. I loved his show, and what a love for America.
Mm.
Just the polar. You know, here's the thing. We've got a president today who literally has sold out America.
He hates America.
He hates America. Yeah. He sees America as something to sell.
That's right.
So to enrich his family.
We're the enemy, Andy.
Whereas Ronald Reagan, my gosh, it was the polar opposite of that.
Yep. Oh, speaking of, you've got something from Comey you want to play along those lines. Let's do that when we come back, shall we?
Oh, yeah, sure. Right,
get that ready. We'll do that as soon as we come back. Veteran Windows and Doors is up next, folks. Anything you need when it comes to windows, doors, they can help you with the financing end of things, you name it. Again, I say it all the time, but one door, all doors, one window, all, you name it. He can take care of it and tailor it to whatever works best for you. 303-529-0720.
Veteran Windows and Doors is driven to serve you better than any other window company, ensuring they do what's right for your home and your budget. Owner Dave Bancroft will meet with you to review your window and door ideas while working within your budget. Veteran Windows and Doors wants you to be in the driver's seat from the first meeting to the installation. Veteran's website portal is designed for the customer with 24/7 support and scheduling. Their customers tell them how refreshing it is to get responses from Dave, not a service center. Dave creates a detailed job report before his team steps into your home. He plans by taking precise measurements and remains in contact with you throughout the project. He takes before and after pictures to ensure your satisfaction, and these are available to you in the website portal. for unmatched customer service you can afford, go to klzradio.com/window and schedule your new windows and doors. klzradio.com/window.
High Five Plumbing is next. Again, they can help you with even drainage issues you've got going on. We talked to Levi yesterday, including even window well issues. They can take care of you there as well. High Five Plumbing, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
High Five Plumbing will help you keep your basement flood-free with the right sump pump solutions. High Five can save you from water damage and costly foundation repairs. A sump pump replacement isn't an expensive fix, but putting it off can lead to more expensive repairs like flooring, walls, and mold damage. Basement flooding can also lead to eroded foundations or even cause your house to shift. With increased rainfall, sometimes it's necessary to install a second pump to handle the extra water volume. It's hard to tell if the pump is working on your own, so have High Five come out and take a look for you. As a valued KLZ listener, you'll enjoy a waived service call fee and $50 off the repair for a $100 total discount. So call High Five today at 1-877-WE-HIGH-FIVE or go to klzradio.com/plumbing to schedule your visit.
I clogged my toilet one too many times. I'll call High Five for this. Call High Five for this.
All your skincare needs, and by the way, a great patriot as well, and I mean that sincerely. When last time we talked to Myra, really, we spent as much time talking about the patriotism of this country and what the military means to us as much as anything else, and that's Myra's heart, by the way. 25% off discount right now if you use John25, botanicalrush.com.
We know you are tired of spending hundreds of dollars on skincare products with empty promises. Myra Mesko is the founder of Botanical Rush, a Colorado skincare company committed to providing clean, powerful, bioactive ingredients to restore and rejuvenate your skin to a radiant, healthy glow again. Guaranteed. Myra has 20-plus years' experience as a consumer advocate, and her products offer powerful formulas infused with clinically established ingredients that will produce results for you, just as they have for thousands of her customers. Botanical Rush formulas are pure, potent, and affordable. With regular use, these natural and chemical-free botanical formulas support collagen production, protect the skin's precious moisture barrier, and they will transform your skin from dull and lifeless to radiant and healthy. Call today and save 25% with the John Rush discount code JOHN25 at checkout on first-time orders. That's botanicalrush.com. Code JOHN25.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Andy has a clip to play.
Yeah, and this is from James Comey, who, let's keep in mind, one of the most dishonest public servants in American history.
Good way of explaining it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is he is a thug. He is a guy who weaponized government in not just against Donald Trump, but to defend and protect. I mean, he was really, I think, the godfather of turning the modern, what is it, FBI, CIA, that entire grouping of the alphabet soup into nothing but an arm of the Democrat Party. And he was a he used to be a Republican. And here in this clip, really quick, the interviewer asks, you know, says that you were a Republican. Are you? I don't know if you still are. And he's shaking his head no, just so you know.
Okay,
here we go.
Your life, but voted for, and you may still consider yourself one, but voted for Biden in 2020. Do you intend to vote for him again, or is there anyone on the Republican side you might consider if it's not Trump?
It has to be Joe Biden. And I'm glad he's willing to serve. It has to be somebody committed to the rule of law, committed to the values of this country. And I'm not talking about policy. People can disagree about policy. There are things above those disagreements that all of us should think about the same way. The president must be someone who abides the law and our Constitution. And there's no one else but Joe Biden.
Okay.
But Joe Biden.
Yeah. By the way, of course, that's Jen Psaki. She has a show on MSNBC because everybody
Same game parlays on FanDuel.
Hey, I'm going to FanDuel. Andy. Thanks.
That was Charles Barkley, by the way. Hey, I like Sir Charles.
I like Charles. I do too.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't used to. I'll be real quick.
Well, he's a funny guy.
He was a guy that initially, I don't know. I just, there's something about him I didn't like. But as of the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years or so, maybe just because of some of the things he says, even politically and so on, he's kind of a guy where he just doesn't care what everybody else thinks.
Right.
And
he's,
I like that about him. Yeah, I like that about him.
I do too. You know, and he'll say a few things where you're just like, oh, come on, no.
Right.
But, you know,
all
I just.
All in all, like the guy.
Shoots from the hip. But here's the thing about, you know, Comey, obviously. Comey turned weaponizing the feds into, you know, for politics, he turned that into an art form. Nobody elevated it. When you look at some of these other people, Peter Strzok and Susan Page and all these kind of people, yeah, they were working for him.
His cues, though, from the Hoover administration.
I think so. Yeah, but that's way back.
I know.
I'm talking the modern incarnation.
No, he just reincarnated what happened during the Hoover administration.
He did.
Literally.
He did. And he took it to heights that we had never seen.
Well, he took it beyond what they did, even.
And the guy is absolutely shameless. Yep. But not only that, but he's defending a guy, Joe Biden, who literally, 53% of the American public now, in recent polling, says that Joe Biden, you know, is corrupt, took money from foreign adversaries, and it is affecting his decisions. That's what over half of the American public. But here's what really gets me. Yeah, we get that James Comey hates Trump. I got that.
Right.
But setting Trump aside, Comey is saying
Biden's our only guy.
Well, it has to be Biden because of respect for the law. Look what he is saying then. Okay, but look at the field right now on the Republican side. Okay, who's the guy? Obviously, you got Ron DeSantis. Where has Ron DeSantis shown disrespect for the law?
He hasn't.
Okay. Well, what's his name? What's his name from South Carolina?
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott is. Where is Tim Scott showing disrespect for the law? Go through them one by one by one by one by one. You know, Ramaswamy and so forth. Where are any of them showing any disrespect for the law? I disagree with a couple of them on some policies.
Right.
But he's talking about respect for the law. So he is literally saying he is going to vote for Joe Biden because the entire field, because she was asking not just Donald Trump,
right,
all of them.
Any of them.
The entire GOP field is lawless.
So wrong.
What?
So wrong.
And this guy, but here's my summing it up, John. This guy who believes that, who believes the entire GOP field, and I just reeled off several names, and these are wonderful people. You could disagree with them on some things. They're wonderful people. This guy was in charge of law enforcement.
Right. Of law and order.
Dear Lord.
And one of the most corrupt individuals on the planet.
Yes. Yep. A person with those views.
The problem is he doesn't know law and order.
He doesn't care about it.
Maybe in his eyes, Joe is above the law and so on and so forth, because the way you know, Comey looks at things, that would not shock me.
When Trump fired him, it is one of the greatest moments in American history.
Yeah, he should have done a lot more of that. Sorry.
Yeah, he should have.
One of his bigger mistakes. If he'd have fired a lot more, we'd be in a different situation today.
Yeah, he should have wielded the axe a lot quicker and a lot more often.
Quicker and often. Thank you. Quicker and more often.
This guy was in charge of law enforcement. Is there any wonder that we see it in the current shape it's in?
Well, we talked about this last week.
The feds are nothing but an arm of the DNC. Yeah,
2 weeks ago, we talked about what branches or what departments, let me rephrase that, what departments in government need an overhaul. I don't think I could name any that didn't.
Right.
These especially, though. DOJ, FBI, CIA,
okay, yeah.
IRS.
When we look at all of them, what is the most corrupt out of all of them right now? Mm. I'm going to say DOJ. And it's tough.
Well, DOJ feeds those others. So, yeah, I would probably go there as well, because they're sort of the top of the pyramid.
Well, what's his name running?
Right?
Yeah.
Let's face it. They're at the top of the pyramid.
Yeah.
You look at the DOJ, then you can put CIA, FBI, and even IRS, frankly, under them.
And for those who are listening, we're not saying they're corrupt because they're not Republicans like us.
Oh, no. They're just corrupt.
No, they're just corrupt. Yeah. Oh, what about Mayorkas over immigration?
Right.
Home. I mean, this is a guy who is shepherding a complete invasion of our country.
And go back to put the DOJ at the top of even
right
them. Now, I realize somebody's going to say, no, John, that's not the right structure in America. Well,
what difference does it make?
Practically speaking, Yes, it is. Because everything that gets handed down, legally speaking, even when it comes to immigration, Andy, comes and starts from the DOJ, correct? I mean, I realize right. there's some input from Congress and the president and so on, but let's face it, when it really comes down to cracking down on things, it's the DOJ that starts all of that, right?
Yes.
The Department of Justice.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Well, every time now, when the DOJ and FBI say they are going to, quote unquote, I'm using air quotes here, and John can see it, investigate, the moment you hear it's a Republican or Democrat, you know it's one of two words.
Yep.
If it's a Republican, what they really mean is they are going to invent. And if it's a Democrat.
Invent and arrest.
Right. And if it's a Democrat, you really know they mean cover up.
Yeah, we're going to slip that under the rug.
Yeah, we're going to do an investigation of this, of the Democrats, because we want to head off and cover up and keep the House from getting them.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So if we're on this side, we're going to cover up.
Yep.
If we are on that side, we are going to invent and
correct.
Literally take stuff that was invented like they did with Hillary's stuff, you know, with the dirty dossier.
Yep.
It's incredible.
Right. No, you're right, Andy.
And they're tax funded, John. Our taxes are doing
That's the worst part about it. We're paying for all of this. That's the worst part. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, Absolute's right after that. But these can actually tie together because there may be some things around the home you need to get done and fixed up and so on. And Kurt has ways mortgage-wise to help you with a lot of those things, including the all-in-one loan. So ask Kurt today how all that works. 720-895-0500.
With everyone wanting more of your money from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy-down or refinance and pay less interest to own your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And the MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
All right, Absolute Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Again, whatever you need around the house, don't forget to ask about the Quiet Cool system as well. Find them at klzradio.com.
This summer, your attic can get as hot as 150 degrees during the day, making your air conditioner work overtime to compensate. A Quiet Cool attic fan from Absolute Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air keeps your home consistently cool so you don't need to run your air conditioner all day long. In Colorado's arid climate, the temp is low at night and in the morning, and that's when your Quiet Cool attic fan goes to work. It pushes the hot air out through vents in your attic and gives you a lower baseline temp to work with during sweltering summer days. This is called thermal mass cooling. When you cool the hottest parts of your home, it takes less energy from your air conditioner to cool the rest of the home consistently. Get a Quiet Cool attic fan from Absolute and enjoy the best the Colorado summers have to offer and save on energy bills. Mention this ad and you'll save $300 just for being a KLZ listener. Call Absolute at 720-526-0231 or go to klzradio.com/absolute to schedule your installation.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical, Heating, and Air.
Group insurance analysts, again, all of your even business insurance, they can handle. But business, home, auto, you name it, they've got it all taken care of, including some of the Medicare side of the aisle as well. They can help you with that also. E-GIA.com.
Finding the right health insurance plan can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars more in medical costs out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of ACA health specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs and at the very best premium. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local, hands-on service you don't get with a call center or going online. Whether it is a qualified health insurance plan, dental, life, or vision insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100. GIA is an authorized enrollment center for Connect for Health Colorado, the only place you can get an advanced premium tax credit to lower your premiums.
You're listening to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush together with Andy Pate. John, let's talk about Shark Tank.
Okay.
And because Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, you know him as one of the hosts. Yes.
Mr. Wonderful.
Yes. He has some real thoughts on what's going on with, obviously, Target and Bud Light, but not so much about them, but how this is going to affect everything else. Here we go. The stunning collapse of Target's market cap over the backlash will completely change the thinking of corporate America, according to Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary.
Okay.
On one hand, and this is quoting him here, companies want to show their support of diversity and the mandates that society is discussing openly. On the other hand, the job of a business, particularly from the perspective of an investor, and those that are retired, for example, that own the S&P 500 or own Target stock, they're concerned that maybe they're losing their way in terms of what the prime objective is: your customers, your employees, and your shareholders. Okay, I want to get your thoughts on this.
By the way, I agree.
Well, yeah, but I agree too. But here's the thing, John. For years, we have seen leftists, you know, running these corporations. And as I talked about earlier, how did they become so leftist? Requiring college degrees.
Yeah.
Inevitably, that was going to move more and more leftists up into higher and higher ranks. And now we have what we have in corporate America. But for many years, we have seen them not take it that much on the chin. You know, they'd lose a little bit if they went way too far, way too woke on one issue. They'd lose a little bit for a month, maybe. But that was it. We weren't seeing what we are seeing today. Do you think what we're seeing today is going to get them to snap back to a degree?
Depends.
Okay.
And I think it's going to depend a lot on the company and the pressure that is put on that company by some of the things that Kevin just mentioned in that article, i.e. stockholder pressure.
Right.
Board of director pressure. You know, the investors that you know, not even just stockholders, but those that own a lot of stock. Yeah, a lot of you are saying, well, yeah, but a lot of those guys that own stock, like BlackRock and that, they're the ones pushing all this stuff in the first place. Yeah, until they start losing money.
Right. And they are losing.
And they are. So trust me, folks, when the almighty dollar, which it is still, starts doing the talking, and keep in mind, this is also, Richard and I have talked about this to some, Richard Walt and I have talked about this to some extent here of late. When things are going really well in the country under, say, a Donald Trump,
yeah,
and companies are just flourishing and people are buying stuff and things are rolling along, this sort of thing doesn't really come into play that much. And when it does, to your point a moment ago, Andy, it's sort of a little blip on the radar, not a major escalation. Okay?
Right, because you're in a tidal wave of profit.
Correct. You're making so much other stuff happen and things are just rolling along and it's just not a big issue. In tougher times like we are in now, and we are, when things start to tighten up, which you and I have even talked about that, A, people start losing their job, hours get cut back, and decisions start getting made on even how are we going to market and do things along those lines. And when they make huge mistakes, which they've done, and it really starts costing them dearly because, yes, times are tougher and people have big choices right now on when they're gonna, where they're going to spend that disposable income they might have, or even non-disposable when it comes to things they have to absolutely buy, groceries, things like that. Can they shop at Target or can they go to Walmart? I mean, can they go to a super Walmart and buy everything they were buying previously at Target? They absolutely can, and that's what a lot of folks have done.
Yeah, well, what you're talking about is margins.
That's right.
Right, because when you have a tidal wave of profit, which you had under Donald Trump, there's no question.
Your margins are bigger.
You have, and that gives you greater margin for
error.
Exactly. And so, you know, right now, when you can't lose $27 billion of market share, is that Target or Bud Light that's lost that? I forget.
That's Target, I believe.
Okay, that's Target. I mix them up because they've lost so much. They've all lost so much. You can't make those kinds of mistakes. Really quick here. This is from Kevin O'Leary again. He says, when you can't control the message anymore through social media, this is interesting, right? Because these mistakes now, in the old days, you could control it, right? When you just, when you basically had these corporations controlling the media.
And by the way, really quick, I want to correct myself. It's 13 billion Target. The other was InBev. So I was reversed. But anyways, yeah, either way, it's huge.
Yeah, but Target has not been in deep doo-doo as long.
Agreed.
They're just getting going.
That's
here.
Exactly right. Okay. Good point on that.
Yeah.
No, they'll catch up.
They'll catch up. No, yeah, you got to believe in them. They can
so
catch up.
Anyways, go back to the social media aspect
of
this.
Well, and he's what he's getting to is this. It used to be since corporations ran the media, right, and people were not as empowered through social media, corporations could make a mistake like this and bury it.
Correct.
Okay, listen to what he says now. When you can't control the message anymore through social media, which is clearly obvious, you better figure out what message you're putting out there before it ever gets out there. He said, adding that communications media committees should be created to guide boards on such issues. In other words, you don't put out anything like this until it's gone through a communications media committee. And then he finally says this, when you lose $11 billion of market cap, there are a lot of unhappy cowboys out there. They're called your investors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just think that, let me give you an example. As you know, I do movie reviews. And Disney, you know, a couple years ago, it was only, I don't know, 2-3 years ago when Disney's higher ups were saying this, John. They were saying, and I'm paraphrasing, we will have gay, lesbian, and trans. We will have trans ideology
right.
in characters prominently in every single movie we put out going forward. Okay, as you know, they had two unbelievable bombs last year in Lightyear and
right.
Strange World. Well, I just reviewed The Little Mermaid. There was no gay or trans character in The Little Mermaid. So you tell me if they are listening to the market.
Of course they are. They have to.
Yes.
They have a choice. So, you know, again, I go back to what you asked me a moment ago. Will this correct itself? Possibly, and it depends, and it's going to depend a lot. And even Kevin talks about it in his article. Some of these may very well have to even institute some new boards where they start looking at some of these things on the front side before some of these ad campaigns and decisions are even made. In other words, you start having a social media board that decides how are we going to do a particular ad campaign that gives us the results we want, and we're not just being woke about it, for example.
Right.
You know, and if some of these companies go that route and they clean some things up, can they get over some of the damage that's done? And again, I hate to keep using the word maybe, but maybe, because when you look at what InBev has done and where they're at and the continued backlash against them, and even some of the other brands that aren't Bud Light but that are associated with Bud Light, they are just getting hammered.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of people always say you never want to say you're sorry because you're admitting you're wrong. I disagree with that.
In this case, you need to say I'm sorry.
When you've gone this far, you have to say those two words to your customers.
Yep.
We're sorry. We were wrong.
We screwed up.
And not to say, oh, we hate transgendered people. No, nothing like that. We took, you know, cultural themes and put them in our we should just sell our product.
I would say we should only
sell our product, not any agenda, period. Yeah. End of story.
Yeah, we took liberty with our core customers.
Yes.
That we are now sorry for doing, and we did not have, you know, we never had any intention of making you all as mad as we have. We brought politics into our business,
yes.
And we never should have.
Yes.
That's how you say it.
Our customers, yes, agreed. Our customers, they should have a statement that says, like what you just said, and says, our customers want us to sell beer.
Yep.
Not an agenda.
Not an agenda. Not transgenderism and everything else that goes with it.
Any agenda. And you don't have to bash transgenderism to say that. What you have to do is make a promise. We will not do that again. And let me tell you something. Guess what would happen to their sales, John?
They'd go up.
They would rebound.
Yeah, they would.
They are losing billions of dollars that they would get back.
I don't get it, Andy. To me, this is so simple. I'm just a regular old average business coach. I'm not, you know, somebody that's coaching the InBevs of the world by any means.
Right.
Although I could right now.
Yeah, you could.
Because this isn't that difficult. This is actually very simple.
But here's the problem.
If I was sitting in a boardroom right now, I could literally get up in about 5 minutes, say, guys, here's how we're going to fix this.
Right.
And it wouldn't take that long.
No.
It really wouldn't.
Well, you, let's face it, you're a consultant for companies, and I obviously do messaging.
Yeah, you go on the Obama apology tour.
Yeah, either exactly. Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
What you do.
Yeah, and here's the thing: because they are run by a bunch of leftists, they see this as kind of giving up. And what I would
they're in a battle. This is it goes back to what you talked about at 3 o'clock. This is good versus evil.
Yes,
they're on the side of evil, and they don't want to give up, Andy.
Right. And here's what they don't seem to understand: they are taking this. Because they are, John. Otherwise, they would apologize. They are taking this as people saying, you want us to be all Jesus, Jesus, America, America. And what we're saying is, no, we want you to be about beer.
We just want you to sell a product.
Yes.
Not an agenda, period.
You do that, yep. People will love you.
Yeah, and the other thing really fast before we go to break is that may end up happening. I go back to the maybe. Will they fix this? Maybe. They're not, I do believe this, they're not going to get it done with the current group of individuals that are in charge of running these companies. So you may have to have complete board flip. You may have to have
a complete
CEO, CFO, marketing, you name it flip to get these things back on track. But here's what people don't understand when they take a company public. You lose that power to make those decisions moving forward, because now, as Kevin O'Leary said, your investors are making those decisions for you. That's the one downside of taking your company public. You no longer have the same control you used to.
Well, can the investors, can they get together and get the board fired?
Oh, yes, they can.
Because they need to.
Oh, they certainly can.
They
Andy.
Need a house cleaning. And that doesn't mean
that may very well be coming.
And nobody's saying get a bunch of born-again right-wing evangelical Christians on the board. No one's saying that. They're just saying get people on the board who sell beer only.
Elon Musk went as far as to say you may very well see a lawsuit against the board of directors at Target for what's going on right now because of what it's done to the stock.
There should be.
And you could do that. He's not wrong. And if there's anybody that knows about suing you over stock, it's to Elon Musk.
Yes. Agreed.
Because he's had that done numerous times to him. So he understands that full well.
Well, they've gotten to the point, once again, we'll close on this. They've gotten to the point where they've got to master those two words that your mom told you to learn.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You got it, Andy.
We pushed an agenda. We should just push our product.
Yep.
We'll get back to that.
Gina's Auto Service, speaking of good products, by the way, they'll take care of you, your vehicle. They use top quality parts, all name brand, high warranty, you name it. They'll take care of everything you need on your vehicle, and they'll do it at a very fair price. Gina'sAutoservice.com. Gino starts with a J, 303-794-6700.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is celebrating 40 years in business. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA brake purchase of $250 or more. Have you had your brakes checked recently? At Geno's, we recommend checking them every 5,000 miles. Stop in this month and we'll check your brakes for free. Should you need brakes, now is the time to take advantage of Geno's anniversary NAPA brake special. For 40 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, we back up our work with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Geno's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Small business owners, are you aware of the Employee Retention Credit or ERC tax credit that can give you up to $26,000 back to your business? This is not a loan and not earmarked for any specific purpose. And part of the beauty of this is that you can do what you want with that money. Mark Zelenka will help you navigate through the complicated process of claiming the ERC tax credit. If your business was in operation during 2020 and 2021 and has at least 5 W-2 employees, you might qualify for the credit. Even if you were told that you don't qualify for the program or received a PPP loan, there's still a good chance you might be eligible for the ERC. In fact, many of Mark's current clients were initially told they didn't qualify, but they did. Do not miss out on this opportunity to save money for your business. Call Mark Zelenka now and claim your ERC tax credit. Call 303-748-8315 or go to mybusinessrefund.com.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, who has his own show tomorrow, 2 to 2:30. You can hear Al here. In fact, call in and ask a question if you'd like. 303-744-1128 is his number.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial is the coach you must have to prepare your retirement for any contingency. For more than 30 years, Al has seen retirement plans interrupted by the need for long-term care, sudden unexpected emergencies, divorce, or many other things that can stop you from enjoying your retirement. Al Smith knows that there's a 50% chance that you'll need long-term care at some point during your retirement and a 25% chance that the care will be for longer than a year and a half. These statistics are why Al works so hard to make sure that you're prepared for whatever comes your way. Al also knows that people often don't consider these events until it's too late to overcome them. Be informed and prepared for a successful, enjoyable retirement. Use Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Don't wait any longer. Schedule a short introduction at klzradio.com/money to strategize your retirement dream.
All right, Premier Home Remodels, 10% off right now when you order anything from them or get anything going remodel-wise. And again, they'll help you from the beginning to the end of your project, and they've got the ability to help you with the financing end of things as well. Premier Home Remodels, find them at klzradio.com.
Premier Home Remodels affords you the ability to remain in the home you love by turning your current home into your dream home. Premier knows your home is your biggest investment, and they want you to benefit from the equity and smart decision you made when you purchased it. As inflation rises, the cost for material and labor rise too. The value of your home will be retained and even grow if you act now to make improvements you need before remodeling prices get out of hand. Premier knows that waiting to remodel means you won't be able to meet the ever-changing needs of your family. Whether you need more interior living space, a mother-in-law suite, or beautiful outdoor living area, Premier can create these for you at today's prices, before inflation cuts into your budget anymore. Take advantage of the growing value of the Colorado housing market by making a smart investment in your home today. Receive 10% off your remodel this month with Premier. Go to klzradio.com/remodel and let Premier turn your home into the ideal home for you.
Listen online, klzradio.com. Back to Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, and John, we're talking about dumb things on the left there in corporate America. Let's talk about something dumb on the right. I'm just going to say it.
We do dumb things too, Andy.
Yes, we do. There was a vote, I believe it was today, for the rule H.R. 463, and it's a House Republican bill. It's a good bill to prohibit the use of federal funds to ban gas stoves. Okay, so they want
to. They can't use federal funds to ban a gas stove.
Right.
Okay, makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Let's pass that.
Yeah, but 12 members of the House GOP voted against this.
Knuckleheads.
And they are all members of the Liberty Caucus.
And two of them from Colorado.
And two of them are from Colorado. That's Boebert and Buck. And so it went down in defeat. They voted with the Democrats. And it says here from Chad Pergram. Fox is told this is a protest by GOPers over being compelled by the GOP brass to vote for the rule last week on the debt ceiling bill. So in other words, they're doing revenge for the debt ceiling bill that they don't like, which, by the way, I don't like that bill either. Okay, but they just don't seem to understand. We have a narrow advantage in the House and we don't have the Senate or the White House. You can't just run everything. Okay, but setting that aside, they're literally shooting down a very good bill put forth by our side. Now, Representative Biggs voted against it, too, so that he can bring this bill back at a later time. And that's good. So we can have another floor vote for it so they can get this right. But what do you think of this kind of strategy?
This is not strategy. This is just being an idiot.
Yeah.
Ken Buck or any of your constituents that are listening, this is just dumb. Somebody please tell me the methodology in this and what you're trying to do, because to me this just sends a signal that I'm a dumb representative.
Yeah, and by the way, they didn't let McCarthy know this was coming. They did it out of the blue. So there was no, they didn't tell the GOP brass. And so the GOP brass goes up here thinking they're going to win on this good bill and move it forward and get it going now. And they blew it up out of the blue.
This is throwing a temper tantrum.
And word is they may do this on some other bills.
Stop. This is not going to help your cause, especially Lauren, if you're listening. You won by a super
eyelash.
One of your eyelash thickness wins is what you had, Lauren. You can't afford any kind of a mess up from now until your next election in 2024 next year.
No, and we love Lauren Boebert. We want her to win.
You've already got some drama going on in your world after filing for divorce from your husband.
Yeah.
You don't need any additional things that the left is going to now shoot at you.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, totally. And we understand those are separate things, but it's like you don't want anything right now. You don't want any drama. You don't want nothing.
You want to run as squeaky clean from this point forward as you can so you win not only the nomination and the primary, well, not the nomination, but you win the primary and you can then go on and win after that. Because keep in mind, you could easily be primaried.
Right. And by the way,
probably will in this state.
And one last thing, John, not only was this a GOP bill and a good one, it's a popular one. Strong majorities do not Strong majorities do not agree with the Democrats on banning gas stoves, for crying out loud. Lauren, take the win.
Most cooks don't want this, no matter what side of the aisle they come on.
Huge.
Right? Or come from.
Yeah. And by the way, you know how many liberals there are in restaurants today.
They don't want this, Andy.
No.
This is one of these things where the left is probably, well, not
we
probably.
We can win votes.
The left is going down a path here they shouldn't be going down. This is one of those where you should have just stayed away from. If you want to have a protest vote about something, don't make it be this one.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear, well, we can bring it back later. I know you can. That's great.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
This is still going to go down right now as you being knuckleheads.
Yep.
Just dumb, Andy. Dumb.
Yeah.
I got nothing. Sometimes our side does not think at all. K&R Home Transitions. What I want you to think about, though, is if you've got a home, even inside of your family, to where, hey, things haven't been upgraded, they haven't been done, it's getting time to sell that home, they have a program called Re-Up that gives you the ability to fix that home up, still sell it for top dollar, and you all can share in those proceeds. 720-437-8210.
You need to sell your home, but it needs some remodeling. That sounds simple. All you need to do is source contractors, research the market to find out what buyers are looking for, direct the work to be done, hire someone to clean up the mess, do the work, shoot photography and list the home, negotiate with buyers, make concessions, and redo some of the work you already did. Oh, okay. That doesn't sound very simple. But there is a better option. You can hire Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions and let them partner with Re-Up to handle the updates without paying a dime up front. Re-Up will remodel your home based on what will sell and increase value. They will do the work, clean the mess, and Kat and Robin will market and list the home to sell fast. K&R will help you navigate the process start to finish. You can let them do the work and enjoy the additional cash you make from selling a highly marketable home faster than you could have. Go to klzradio.com/home to learn more about K&R Home Transitions and Re-Up.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, to close this last little, in this last segment, this hour out, the one thing that we have got to do a better job of when it comes to our side is, Andy said it during the break, is, you know, pick our battles, fight them correctly, be more methodical about what we're doing. Sometimes I feel like we just shoot from the hip on an ongoing basis, and that is not going to help us move the football forward when we do that.
No, it isn't.
We cannot do that. We cannot just be throwing something up and say, let's hope this sticks. That's not how we can do things, folks, and win. And you guys know me. I'm about winning. I'm tired of losing. I want to win.
Yeah.
So, we'll
and
be
by
back.
The way, uniting would be a good thing, too.
Thank you. Yeah, that would be the first step in that. All right, we'll be right back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.